This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The 1-2 pitch. He pumped him up into left field. It is playable. A Rosarena to his left. And for the fourth consecutive year, the Rays will return to the postseason. They have defeated the Astros by the final score of 7-3. And the Rays beat Houston, and they're off to baseball's postseason as they've done every year since 2019. The remarkable Rays continue to figure out how to get this thing done year after year, regardless of the hurdles they have to leap, and they find themselves once again in the tournament with a chance still to win their first ever World Series. A tremendously well-pitched game by Drew Rasmussen, and he picks up the win as 11th of the year, as the Rays also got more offense than they've had seemingly over the last week or so. The Rays come out to form the line of congratulations over the mound and on the to the third base dugout. In a moment, we're going to be joined by Kevin Cash, and then later on to be joined in the dugout where the celebration will be beginning moments from now. As the Rays slap fives and form that line that they have now done 86 times this season. And while it is still up in the air of whether they will get a chance to come home this October, something to keep in mind, the Rays have never lost at all in a wild card situation. They are 4-0. When they've been the wild card team, they won the 2013 wild card game in Cleveland. They won the 2019 wild card game in Oakland. And when they played Toronto in the first ever wild card series in 2020, they won both of those games. So let that be an omen moving forward. As the Rays have, they have cinched it up. They're going to postseason, folks. Time to celebrate. And I know it has been a very, very tough and trying week for all of us in the Tampa Bay area, in particular those south and in the Bradenton, Sarasota, Port Charlotte, Fort Myers, Naples area. We hope that those of you that are enjoying this with us can, if you got a chance to, maybe take a moment and enjoy the celebration. And we're still thinking of everyone back home, but it's nice to have something to feel good about. The Rays. And now we're going to be joined by Dave Wills. And Dave, before Kevin Cash joins us, it's only right to have you a part of this. Of course, you're with us the whole way. Your initial thoughts as we wait for Kevin Cash in the dugout.
My initial thoughts are congratulations to everybody. Thank you guys. Thank you and Neil for holding down the fort. Well, I've been on the sideline here, but what a tremendous accomplishment again by a team that has been beset by injuries, by injuries and things that no other team has had to deal with all season long, that has made it to the postseason. I know, we've lost the hitters, we've lost pitchers. I remember going back to 2008 when we finally first made it to the postseason, Andy, and Joe Maddon at the time said, every year is going to be different. And every year has indeed been different. I can't believe we're talking about several years that we've been able to make it to the postseason, but this is incredible. This team has been through a lot of adversity, as it always seems to be. Last year, we had 60 players and 40 different pitchers, and we said, how do you win 100 games? The 60 plus 40 equals 100, but it usually doesn't equal 100 wins. 61 players are almost close to that here this year, and yet here we are getting ready to go back to the postseason. Just a tremendous accomplishment. Congrats to Stu. Congrats to Eric. Matt and Brian and everybody else involved. This has been a top-to-bottom accomplishment that this group has really held it together through many, many trying times. You and I both know there were plenty of lunches where you and I said, I don't know how we're going to get to the postseason with this group. We kind of, compared it to 2012 where We had a lot of things that were good, but the injuries kept piling up on us. This team got to the postseason.
Dave, I hate to cut you off. We do have the manager, Kevin Cash, with us. Kevin, can you hear us downstairs?
I can hear you.
Congratulations for the fourth consecutive year. You are the manager that helps guide this team to postseason, and this is one thing. I look on the field right now. The celebration is on. This never gets old.
No, it doesn't. It's a good feeling, and just impressed with the group. You know, you guys have seen it firsthand, had the best seat in the house for all of these ball games. I feel like they've been through a lot. But they've stuck together throughout of it. And, you know, we got a big win here today in a ballpark that has had its challenges.
And tonight, of course, it's a Rays game led by pitching. Talk about the job done by Drew Rasmussen.
Oh, he was awesome. I know he wanted to have a big start after, you know, his start against Houston. And this is a super talented team. You're not going to see much better better pitch game than what we just saw.
We hope that there's many more of these celebrations, Kevin. I know you want to join it, but I'm curious, what makes this year different and special to you? It seems like there was more adversity, but maybe we say that every year. But what makes this one exciting for you?
Well, they're all exciting. Yeah, I think it's fair to say there was more in adversity than maybe that we wanted, but give our guys a lot of credit. They were prepared for it. We've called on a lot of pitchers, a lot of position players, and everybody has contributed.
How proud are you of the way this group has been able to hold it together through highs and lows? They did a pretty good job of keeping in the moment. There were lots of distractions along the way, as you full well know. How proud does that make you as a manager?
Oh, extremely proud. I mean, how can you not be with the amount of, you know, we're a talented team, but the way these guys come in and are consistent. They have that consistent mindset through good stretches, tough stretches. They do it consistently, and I think that's why we're here now.
We're going to let you go be part of the picture. Congratulations, Skip. We'll see you downstairs.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Congratulations.
All right, buddy.
And he heard you, Dave, and it really is. This never does get old, Dave, does it? I mean, it is just it's something to behold every year. You and I have been through many, many years when the Rays, the thought of even making a single postseason seemed laughable, and now they've done it all these years and four in a row. To have some perspective on this maybe makes it even more special.
Well, I mean, you know, again, like we've said before, this is not an easy thing to do. This is, I know that you've talked a couple of times about how, you know, now they've added a couple of wild card teams and they're trying to make it where a couple more teams get in, but you know, again, in a non-salary cap situation, everything is stacked against the Tampa Bay Rays. It really is. And for this team to be able to compete in the American League East, arguably not only the toughest division in baseball, but the toughest division in all of sports. And this team hangs in there to the bitter end. You know, 3-4 weeks ago, we were talking about maybe winning the division, and now we get in as a team that is going to be as the wild card team, but this is it's not the easiest thing in the world to do. And I you know, I grew up in Chicago. I tell this story as much as I can. I was born in 1964. The first team that the team I rooted for went to the playoffs was 1983. It took me 19 years for that team to get to the postseason. This is not an easy thing to do. Baseball has been the hardest team sport to get teams to the playoffs. And to do it different ways, too. This team last year did it with a lot of pitching and defense, obviously, but a lot of offense. And this year, they relied on their pitching. Our defense wasn't Rays-esque, as we've seen in the past. And our base running obviously left a few things to be desired at times. But at the end of the day, they're putting the goggles on. They're popping the champagne. They're cracking open the Bud Lights. And they're having a blast. And this team deserves to have as much fun as they should have here tonight. Congratulations, as you said, to Kevin Cash, to Eric Neander, to Pete, you know, obviously to all the baseball ops guys and the coaching staff and the training staff. Everybody held this together. This was an incredible year for a team that had many, many times where they could have said, you know what, it's just too hard, Andy, and they did not fold up the tents. They got the job done, and congratulations to them. And as we said before, last year we went in as the number one seed, and everybody thought the Rays were the team to beat. This year we're going in as a team that might be at the bottom of the seeds, but you got to get it to win it, and I'm looking forward to getting in it, and I'm looking forward to winning it.
Perfectly said by a man that we all wish was with us in person, but he is at home enjoying the celebration. I know that Kevin Cash is going to do a toast to the group. Why don't we take a break? When we come back, we'll get you the totals and get ready to send you down to Neil Solons in the victorious locker room of the Tampa Bay Rays, who are going to the postseason once again. Back in a moment for the celebration after a 7-3 playoff clinching win on the Rays Radio Network. Well, it's been a rough week for breaking news across the Tampa Bay area. It's a week that'll be remembered in some ways, many ways, in fact, for the ravages of Hurricane Ian. At the same time, though, we've got beautiful breaking news tonight because the Rays are celebrating another berth into baseball's postseason. And here's the scene in Houston. We can see into the Rays clubhouse where goggles have been donned. The ponchos are over the cameras that are about to record one of Kevin Cash's speeches for postseason. If you remember the one in 2019, it was one that certainly came from the heart, and I would imagine he'd be ready to do another one. The final totals tonight for the victorious Rays, 7 runs on 10 hits, no errors, and 8 left. For the losing Astros, 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, they left 4. The winning pitcher, Drew Rasmussen, 11-7, and the loss to Framber Valdez, 16-6. Time of the game is 2 hours, 54 minutes, in front of 37,349. The Astros are now 102-55. The Rays are 86-71. And now they know that their season will not end on Wednesday in Boston. All that needs to be decided now is in what position will the Rays be, whether it be the 1, 2, or 3 postseason spots. We can tell you that Toronto has already won their game today. So the Rays remain 2 games behind Toronto, a team that all they've got to do is tie them because the Rays won the season series. They would then host if the Rays can catch the Blue Jays. Right now, the team that is in front of the Rays by a half game, the Seattle Mariners, they are tied 1-1 in the fifth inning in Seattle against the Oakland A's. So we will keep you posted. And in just a little bit, we're going to go down to Neil Solons in the clubhouse. The celebration is about to begin. And I would think special in many ways, but maybe none more so than for Stan Baraski. And I don't know if you can pot us up, David. That is the first sounds as the champagne corks have been popped, and they are spraying the champagne all over each other and jumping up and down. And the T-shirts say, October Rise. That is the saying for the new playoff shirts for the Rays. And we're also joined by Dave Wills. Neil Solons is going to go downstairs in just a moment. And, in fact, we just found out that Neil is there and is getting ready to start lining up players for the celebration. And you think of all the ones we've had over the years, Dave. The one in Detroit was interesting in 08. That was the first one. And from over the years, whether it be in Texas or in Cleveland or in Oakland or Toronto, these are why they take to the field in spring training. It's just such a special, special moment.
It is, and I think the other part of it that I'm thinking of right now, Andy, is that the last time we were in Houston for a very special moment was actually kind of a somber moment. Game number 5, not the last time we were there, but game 5 of the ALDS back in 2019, and it was a surprise that we were able to get there. We brought them right to game 5. We battled them right to the end, and now I think it feels great, I'm sure, for that group to be able to go in that particular area and celebrate, to pop the champagne bottles. I can see on my video that I'm watching that Kevin's getting ready for his speech. So if you need to cut me off, or if I'm the one who's going to provide the Walt Disney version here. But, you know, again, we know what this team has gone through, Andy. This you know, like I said, we spent many lunches, a few post-game gatherings, a few times on the bus, where we're like, I don't know how they're going to get it done, but credit to Kevin, credit to his staff, credit to the players especially, that they were able to hold this all together and get to the postseason once again. And hopefully, you know, everything goes, you know, selfishly, that I get everything done here in the next couple of days and I can be back for the postseason. But again, it's just, this is, I hope fans aren't taking this for granted. This is really, really hard to do. Even as we said, they loosened things up here the last couple of years. To be able to get to the postseason in a non-salary cap situation where the Rays are near the bottom of spending, it's kudos to the baseball operations staff to be able to do what they do to get this team to the postseason, not once, not twice, not 3 times, but 4 seasons in a row.
It is so special, and it's not quite the same not having you here, Dave. I got to be honest, we're all missing you and people asking about you all the time. And let's hope that you can join us if all things play out just perfectly for the postseason. But maybe, interestingly enough, it's turning out to be a fireworks night here in Houston. So if you hear the noise in the background, it is fireworks with the roof having been opened here at Minute Maid Park. But so I know they're not necessarily celebrating the Rays, but it seems somewhat apropos with the fireworks being shut off when we're all celebrating another playoff berth for the Tampa Bay Rays. And as Neil gets set up downstairs, I know he'll be letting us know when he is ready. And I find it heartwarming that on the year that Stan Vorowski is announcing his retirement, a man so vital to the Rays' playoff runs here, that he gets to be here in time for this team to make its fourth postseason in a row. And now let's head downstairs. Neil Solons in the celebration with a winning pitcher, Drew Rasmussen. Neil?
Drew, congratulations. What an awesome effort tonight. And for the group, I'm sure it has to feel wonderful.
Oh, I mean, the celebration's incredible in there. You know, we've battled throughout this entire year. We've dealt with injuries. And so to get the opportunity to celebrate like this, you know, it's well-deserved by everyone in the clubhouse. And, you know, it's truly an honor, and it's been a blessing.
You had one of your better efforts of the season. I know you were perfect for eight innings in one of those starts, but tonight, against a really good lineup that you're facing two out of three times, you were really good. What made you so good tonight?
I mean, you know, the game plan me and Frankie had going in, and then the one that our staff put together, you know, we were going to fill up the strike zone a lot, and we knew they were aggressive, but it doesn't mean we get to back off as a pitching staff. And so filling up the strike zone and creating weak contact, letting the defense play, I mean, it turned out to reward us pretty well.
Indeed it did. How special has this year been for you? Your first full year as a starter in the big leagues, a two-time Tommy John guy. People say, oh, you know, what starter can do that? And here you are with the kind of year you've had, and again, in clinching game, too.
I mean, I'm truly blessed. I mean, there's no other way to put it. You know, there's been a lot of people and a lot of help that's gone into it, you know, A, from getting healthy, and then also, you know, from the development side in the game. But to be in this moment and get to celebrate October baseball is truly incredible. And like I said, this season's been nothing short of a blessing.
You said yesterday it's not about getting there. It's about doing something in October. So step one accomplished, correct?
You can't dance if you don't go on the dance floor. So it's just a blessing to get to play meaningful baseball after the regular season's over, but it's you know, it's truly an honor, but it's what we do once we get there that's more important.
Go back and celebrate. Keep enjoying it.
Thank you very much.
That's Drew Rasmussen. He went seven tremendous innings tonight. Rays win 7-3. Let's get back to Dave and Andy. Dave from by the phone and Andy in the booth.
All right, Neil, thank you. We'll be heading downstairs again. And Dave, it reminds me of what Drew was just saying. You can't dance until you get to the dance floor. Guys that are doing this, you know, you and I have been here seeing it for a long time, but guys doing it for some of the first times in their careers, and for the Rays who fell a little short last season, I think they're hoping to unleash a wrath on the rest of the American League and make up for last year because they couldn't get it done last year. They've got a chance now to kind of make up for that, so to speak.
But, you know, obviously, you know, like we've said, you got to get in to win it. Last year, the Rays were one of the favorites, and especially after you win game one, I remember talking with a lot of Boston people like, oh, you guys are going to get it done. You guys are great. And I just remember leaving game one thinking first, you know, again, the Red Sox hit the ball hard a number of times, and thankfully we had people standing where they needed to be standing. And then secondly, you know, we were still looking for somebody else other than maybe Randy and Wander to get things done offensively. Let's just, you know, again, take these next several days, whether – yes.
Dave, hang on. I'm sorry. Hang on 1 second. Harold Ramirez is standing by. Let's go back down to Neil. Neil?
All right. Thanks very much. Congratulations. You said when you got here you wanted to go to the playoffs. Now you're going.
Yeah. Now it's starting to play baseball at the right way and just win and win because we're looking for a World Series.
How special was tonight? You drove in the first run of the game.
Yeah, it's very special for me because and for everybody. Everybody wants to be here, so we just got to enjoy it now.
This is a pretty good pitcher that you guys had a lot of success against in Framber Valdez. What did you guys do so well tonight?
We're just looking for a good pitch to make a good contact, and you can see the results.
What can you say about you got Yandy back tonight? and all of a sudden you guys go out as a group and score 7 runs. What does he mean to your lineup?
He's one of the best here, the best hitter on this team. So it's very good when he's back because you know you're going to see him every time on base or hit doubles or whatever. So it's very exciting for everybody.
This has been your best year in the major leagues. Why has it been so good, and why have you loved it here so much?
I just do some adjustment. I just learn something new every day, every year. So I just take advantage of that.
Well, you certainly have. Enjoy it. Go celebrate. We appreciate a couple minutes.
Right. Thank you.
That's Harold Ramirez. He had 2 more hits tonight. He drove in another run. The Rays win by a final score of 7-3. Let's get back to Andy in the booth and Dave on the phone.
Okay. Thank you very much, Neil. We'll be sending it back down in just a minute. And one thing that I know and I can speak for Dave too, stands out in moments like this is the not only the sights and the sounds, but the smells down in the clubhouse, because that smell of champagne and beer and water and everything else being sprayed around, and maybe even cigar smoke. I don't know if they're allowed to do that anymore or what, but we're getting a look-see inside. Also, it is a unique, if not pungent, attack on your olfactories. But it looks like that the celebration is going strong. They have put up the plastic covering in front of the lockers, and I can see people that have been with this Rays franchise for a long time. We were talking about Stan Borowski a moment ago, and I think of people like Chico Fernandez, who Dave and I, in particular Dave, especially close with, a rough year for him, and this is a wonderful way to close out the baseball season, hopefully with still a month to go. And downstairs, Neil is with Colin Poche. Neil?
He got the final out tonight. Colin, congratulations. I'm sure this meant a lot, especially after the journey you've been on the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, I was talking with Beeks about it earlier. The last time we were in this clubhouse, we were getting eliminated from the playoffs in 2019. And, you know, we both go through Tommy John surgery, and to be back here clinching in the same clubhouse is truly special. And it's a really special group of guys, and I'm just really happy to be a part of it.
I said this on the air in the 8th inning, and I know how close you were to him. Gene Ramirez's family is from Texas. Last trip of the regular season to Texas, and you clinch a playoff spot here. I thought it was almost like it was fate.
Yeah, it's special. You know, Gene is someone who's really close to all of us, and he's always in our mind out there. And, you know, it's always great to see his parents when they come in town, and you know, hopefully he's up there smiling down on us today.
I'm sure he is. Can you just address the kind of year you've had and what it's meant to contribute to a playoff team? You had, I think, between Durham, your first couple weeks there, and the Rays, like over 70-ish appearances now.
Yeah, it's been special. It's just, you know, the culmination of a lot of work with a lot of help from a lot of people. It's a truly special organization, and you know, when I got injured, they've supported me from day one all the way till today. So, you know, to be here and be on a playoff team with this group of guys is awesome.
As you said, you were eliminated here in 19. The goal was not to get to the playoffs this year. The goal is to do some damage. How do you feel about the group going forward?
I like our chances. You know, I really like this group. I think, you know, we can get rolling at the right time. And you know, with the pitching we have from top to bottom, I think a lot of teams don't want to run into us in October.
Go have some more fun and enjoy the last handful of games here before the real fun starts.
All right. Thank you, Neil.
That's Colin Poche. Again, he got the last 3 outs tonight. Rays win 7-3. Let's get back to Andy in the booth and Dave on the phone.
All right, Neil, thank you very much, and I would imagine we'd be continuing to go back down to Neil. As if you're just joining us, this is the clinching of a postseason spot celebration for the Tampa Bay Rays, as they've done it for the 4th consecutive year. We are thrilled to have Dave Wills with us on the phone from his home in the Tampa Bay area, and we're here in Houston. Neil is downstairs, and they have just finished up the fireworks celebration here in Houston. Yeah, I know it wasn't for the Rays, but it kind of felt like it on what is an exciting night. The Rays, 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors, and 8 left. The Astros, 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, and 4 left as the Rays win their 86th game of the year. And officially, as the saying goes, punch their ticket into postseason. Dave, I may have to jump in. I feel bad leading you into things, and I don't like
ahead.
To cut
That's you have to
off
do.
It. But I think about this, too. You know, the Rays have had these high highs and low lows this year, especially with the injuries that have knocked out so many players that were thought to be a key part of the year. I'm looking at Craig Vanderkam's notes, and he notes that even though it's been a tough run at times, the Rays 49 straight days since the end of play on August the 13th in a postseason spot. Of the last 91 days, 90 of them since July 2nd have been in postseason position. So they never really collapsed this year. And wouldn't you say that's something? They were kind of able to hold it together.
Do we always talk about that, though, too, when it comes to like a game? It's one thing when you have a lead and they can only tie it, as opposed to when somebody else takes the lead. So there were very few times where we needed other teams to control our to help with our destiny, I guess would be the best way to put it. We controlled our own destiny for the last, most of the season, if not all of the season. So this team went from a team that a lot of people thought, if they were to be able to stay healthy, would win the American League East or at least compete for it. And obviously, up until about a month ago, we did that until we stumbled right after that series against the New York Yankees. But, like I said, the injuries, Andy, especially injuries to the certain people. I mean, how many teams would be able to survive injuries to, obviously, your number one pitcher coming into the season would have been Tyler Glasnow. Now, that's why I just said Shane McClanahan all season long is your MVP, because the job that he did was absolutely incredible. But then to miss most of the season with Wander Franco, a guy that a lot of people thought would be MVP quality. Your 39 homer, 100 RBI guy in Brandon Lau, he's gone. Up the spine, what did we talk about? We played, 155 games now, and if not more. And up the spine, you had Zunino, Lau, Franco, and Kiermaier together for, what did we say, 12 games? How many teams
Incredible.
Could survive that? So to get to this team, be able to get to the postseason, and now to be able to, clinch a postseason berth, you got to get in to win it. I don't care what anybody does, that they've added two more teams, one more team, whatever the case may be. This team's a postseason team. It's a credit to the players, obviously, that were able to hold it together. It's a credit to Kevin Cash and the coaching staff, and then the front office that added little pieces here and there to try and hold things together. David Peralta, Jose Siri.
That is the perfect lead-in.
You're
so right, and that is the perfect lead-in, because Neil is standing by now with Rays general manager Peter Bendick. So, Dave, hang tight. We'll get back to that. That's the perfect lead-in. Let's go down to Neil with Pete Bendick.
Thanks very much. Peter, congratulations.
Thanks, Neil.
We were just touching on it on air, all you guys have had to deal with and the players you've had to acquire. This might have been one of the harder journeys just to get to this point. You agree?
Every season's difficult, and this one is no different. And I think right now there's more important things in baseball going on in our community and everything, but hopefully this is a nice distraction. And these guys here worked really hard, and they earned this.
You use 60 players to this point. You have a 61st on the roster in Easton McGee. To get here with that much usage of that many players and all the injuries, Zunino, KK, Lau, Kittredge, on and on and on, to be where you are now, what does it say about the group?
It truly is a team effort. It's everybody in this organization. It's everybody in the big leagues. It's everybody in AAA. It's everybody that works for this team. They all had a part in this. It's 60 players, but it's a lot more people than that went into making this happen.
So what allowed it to happen? What allowed you guys to get through this? Because depth was definitely tested this year.
It's hard work. It's talent. It's excellent coaching. It's culture. It's really the grit that everybody here puts in since the first day down in Port Charlotte.
And speaking of, I know you guys are feeling for the folks in Port Charlotte. You kind of alluded to it at the top.
Yeah, it's just awful to see what's happened there. And I think that as a community, we'll come together. We'll support each other. We'll get through this together. And hopefully we'll have a deep playoff run that can help help distract people a little bit.
Well, you got a few distractions here, too. Go enjoy those distractions. I know you got a whole lot of work to do before the playoffs begin, but congratulations on getting there. First time the franchise has ever been there 4 years in a row.
Thanks very much, Neil.
That's Peter Bendick's general manager of the Rays. Let's get back up to Andy and Dave on the phone.
Okay, Neil, thank you very much. And as Kevin Cash said, there's more adversity than we would have wanted, but give our guys credit. They preserved. And in just a moment, we're going to go back downstairs to Neil, who's got Yandy Diaz, and what a return it was. Neil, just let us know when you've got him. And as Yandy returned to the lineup today, he not only had a walk and a run scored and three hits, and now let's go back downstairs to Neil, who's got Yandy Diaz.
Yes, and with Manny Navarro, congratulations, felicidades.
Gracias.
I can get that one myself. You didn't play for a week, and tonight three hits, two RBIs. How is it possible? Esta noche, tú no estás jugando por una semana, y esta noche tenías tres líneas y dos ribbies. ¿Por qué es posible?
No, simplemente salí a darle a la bola y gracias a Dios salieron los tres hits.
Simply, I was just trying to make contact, good contact on the ball, and I was able to get three hits.
How do you feel? ¿Cómo te sientes ahora?
No, me siento mejor. Simplemente el último turno ahí me siento una molesta cuando fallé un swing, pero me siento bien.
I feel a lot better on that last at bat on a certain swing that I missed. I swung and missed. I felt a little something, but other than that, I feel a lot better.
How do you feel about this team? ¿Cómo te sientes sobre este equipo?
No, contento, más que contento. Para mí este equipo es, como digo yo, mi vida. He estado cuatro años aquí y hemos ganado campeonato y eso, ¿sabes? Me pone contento.
No, very happy, very happy. The last 4 years, this team's been my life, and if we can come out here and win a championship, that would be great.
And tell me what the meaning is to go to the playoffs. ¿Qué es la significa por este equipo va a los playoffs otra vez?
No, tú sabes, contento. Ya llevamos cuatro años yendo a playoffs. Y eso quiere decir que esto es un equipo que hay que contar con él. Y me siento contento por eso.
I'm very happy. This is a team you can count on. We've been in the playoffs here the last few years, and so it feels good.
This is your best year. Why? Este año es tu mejor año. ¿Por qué?
No, simplemente yo siempre he tratado de... Yo siempre he bateado. Simplemente las lesiones a veces no me han ayudado. Y gracias a Dios este año no me he lesionado tanto y he tenido buenos resultados.
No, I felt like I was a pretty good hitter, and injuries have kind of hindered me in the past. And I think this year I didn't have as many injuries, and so therefore I think I had a good season because of that.
Congrats again. Enjoy the party. Felicidades. Disfrutas la fiesta.
Gracias, you too.
All right, that's Manny Navarro and Yandy Diaz, and let's go back to Andy and Dave.
Okay, Neil, thank you very much, and great to hear from Yandy. And Yandy's someone that, you know, he said this team has been his life for the last 4 years, and I think we've really seen, especially this year's, the maturing of Yandy Diaz. Sometimes we forget how young some of these guys are. They're all, most of them are 20-somethings, and to hear Yandy say, even on this road trip, that he has enjoyed talking more than he has in other years. Not even necessarily just to his teammates. You know, he's got his group of friends like we all do. But to hear him speak for the group sometimes, I think has shown a definite maturation for Yandy Diaz. It's been fun to watch. And without a doubt, he is just a vital member of this crew. Yandy went into the day hitting .292. And all he did on his first day back in the starting lineup since that first game against Houston over a week ago, 3-for-4 with 2 runs scored and 2 runs batted in, part of a 10-hit attack for the Rays. And they really got offense from just about everybody in the order today. Of the starting 9, 7 of them had hits, 2 of them had multiple hits. And, of course, it wouldn't be a Rays game without it being outstanding pitching. And Drew Rasmussen was the guy that got the win. Javi Guerra and Kyle Pusche were able to finish the thing off. And the moment that hopefully will be etched in Rays fans' memories, the fly ball to left field that Arozarena caught and sent the Rays back to the postseason. In just a moment, Neil is going to be standing by with Pete Fairbanks, we understand, who, without a doubt, thickened this bullpen up as we went along throughout the year. Pete injured his lat muscle during spring training, and when he walked off the mound, we wondered what it was and if he'd be back again. Well, he rehabbed it. He came back right around the All-Star break and has been about as perfect a reliever as any in baseball. We've seen some excellent closers this year, but in terms of late-inning bullpen guys, there has been absolutely no one better than Pete Fairbanks late in games to help nail things down. And as Jim Palmer said to him earlier this year, facetiously, I think he should throw harder. He has routinely hit 99 and 100 with his fastballs. Neil, I know we're going to be sending it back down to you for the moment, but while we wait for Pete, could you give us a visual, perhaps, of what it looks like down there and what else has gone into the celebration?
Well, a lot of people are pretty soaked, other than me. The way they have the setup here, I'm kind of right around the corner from the clubhouse, but you can see the joy. Goggles abound to cover the eyes, but otherwise, I think every inch of every player in there and coach and staff members soaked in champagne.
And the smell is there, right? That familiar smell of champagne. Anybody lighting up cigars? I don't know if they're allowed to do it anymore.
Here comes Pete.
Okay.
All right, we got Pete Fairbanks with us. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I know this doesn't get old for you, does it?
It does not, because there's, you know, I've been very fortunate to do it for the fourth time now. And, you know, there are people that by either injury or, you know, not being in the same situation haven't been able to do it. And to see, you know, just that and to share that experience, you know, as a few clubs get to do every year is something special.
Yeah, I talked to Yandy about it. He said that this team, this 4 years has been his life, so to speak. What has made this group so special from your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fun group. And I think it starts with that. It starts with, you know, the atmosphere that comes every day. You know, especially we were talking about it down in the bullpen. I mean, there's nothing better to do in the world than to go down there, throw an inning, be with your boys for, you know, for six, and then to go out there and compete and put spikes on and have people watch you. And there's nothing like it. And I think that, you know, when you have that camaraderie and you're able to share that with a group of people who all kind of feel the same way, you know, lends itself to this type of atmosphere.
I know you got a night off in terms of pitching this evening, but since you've come back, I think you've been at another level, probably the best I think anyone has seen you. Why?
Just attacking the strike zone. And it sounds redundant, but that's, you know, that's kind of been my thing coming back off the IL, and it's, you know, something that I've really focused on and taken pride in and trying to attack the strike zone with everything. You know, obviously there's times to expand, et cetera, but at the core of attacking and being ahead and controlling the count has been, you know, kind of what I'm trying to live by at this point.
Andy joked upstairs that I think Jim Palmer either came up to you or came up to him, and he said, you know, I really wish he would throw harder.
Me too.
That would be scary to see, though.
I wouldn't be mad about it if I did, but, you know, we're working with what we got right now.
Yeah, I think most people will be happy with what you got right now. Pete, congratulations. Go enjoy the rest of the party.
Thank you.
That's Pete Fairbanks. Andy, up to you.
All right. And it was funny. It was Jim Palmer himself that told us that. And it's nice to know that Pete gets a kick out of it as well. If you're just joining us here on the Rays Radio Network, Dave Wills is with us, which is some of the best news of all. And I'm Andy Freed. Neil Solon's in the celebration as the Rays clinch a postseason berth. And Neil, downstairs once again to you with Jeffrey Springs.
And he had a fantastic start yesterday and what could have been the clincher, but now he gets to party tonight. Congratulations on an awesome year to this point.
Thanks a lot. Really appreciate that.
What has made this year special for you and special for the group? This is your first year, really, as a starting pitcher, and it wasn't drawn up that way at the beginning of the year.
No, absolutely not. I mean, you know, after ending the season on IL with a knee injury, you know, it was just trying to be healthy and contribute, you know, out of the bullpen was, you know, the goal. But, you know, very blessed to move into the rotation and kind of pull my weight. You know, we have an unbelievable rotation. There's a lot of guys that, you know, throw the ball really well, that put up great numbers, and, you know, I'm fortunate to be a part of it. Like I said, it's – you don't want to be the weak link in the chain. And like I said, the other four guys that run out there, the guys that we've had come up and down, I mean, it's an unbelievable pitching staff and such a special group. And, you know, I'm really excited to see what happens next.
Have you even surprised yourself, though, just a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Just, you know, wasn't sure how I was going to handle the workload. Like I said, coming off the knee injury, it was a big jump in innings. But, you know, like I said, it was an unbelievable opportunity, and I was going to try to make the most of it. And, you know, once I got the chance to really, you know, take the ball every 5 days, try to run with it as long as I can, because, you know, it's a blessing, and, you know, I'm very happy to be where I'm at.
You brought up the knee injury. So last year, obviously, this team is celebrating, and you're trying to work your way back from an ACL injury. What does it mean to be in the middle of the celebration truly tonight?
I mean, it's everything. I mean, like you said, it was unbelievable last year, but I felt like, you know, I wasn't able to help the team, you know, being hurt on the sideline. But, you know, this year I feel like, you know, I've been able to contribute and, you know, help us win. And it's a different feeling, and it's really special.
What do you think of this group going forward? I mean, I know you've got a handful of games left, and then it's time for the ones that really count.
I think, you know, if, you know, when we're clicking on all cylinders, we can compete with anybody, you know, and hopefully, you know, we start to get hot here in these last few games, like you mentioned. But, I mean, anything's possible in October. So, you know, it's going to be exciting. You know, I think we got a good group.
There have been few as competitive on the mound this year as Jeffrey Springs. Congratulations. You've done more than contribute this year. Hopefully there's more to come in the postseason for you.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
It's Jeffrey Springs. He threw 6 shutout innings yesterday. He's been incredible this year. Let's get back to Andy and Dave.
Okay, Neil, thank you very much. And we'll be sending it back down to Neil once again as the Rays celebrate their berth into postseason. They also beat the Astros for the first time this year. And, Dave, I'm wondering your thoughts as we think about, Neil, of matchups for the Rays. We don't know who they're going to match up with yet, whether it be Cleveland, Seattle, or Toronto. And I'm curious your thoughts of that, as we now know that the Rays will be playing past Wednesday.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Like we've said the last couple of times, I know you were saying it here the last few weeks too. We were kind of sort of saying, let's face the Red Sox. And that matches up great with us. And the next thing you know, we were watching the rest of the playoffs. So I'm not rooting for any matchup. I'm just glad we're in. And then whoever we play, I hope that from a, you know, first of all, from a Rays standpoint, that we're able to line up our pitching the way we want to line up it up. And we go from there. And then from a selfish standpoint, I hope it's an easy flight for me to get to there from Tampa to wherever we're going to be playing. So, and I can get there to help broadcast some games, even though you and Neil have been doing a tremendous job. And my keeper, Liz Wills, who keeps tapping me on the shoulder saying, you're not going anywhere anytime soon without me. She wants to come with as well. So, like I said, we sit there last year and we're saying, we're going to play this particular team. This is our best way to get to the World Series. You got to get it to win it. You got to beat whoever you're playing. And I'm not rooting for any particular team. I watched these three games with Cleveland, and everybody's like, oh, we match up well with them. You know what? They pitch it. They catch it. They run the bases well. They do a lot of little things that win baseball games. They don't swing and miss. I don't want to go out to Seattle. I used to love going out to Seattle. I'm not sure I want to go out to Seattle right now. And then the same thing with Toronto. Going up and playing the Blue Jays and having to play three games up there at their place. So just glad we're getting in, Andy. And wherever I have to go, if I get to go, I'm looking forward to going there.
Well, tell Liz she can come. She's always welcome. And if she wants to sit with us in the booth, we're fine with that too. So we've been with us the whole time.
We've been next to each other a lot here over the last couple of weeks. That's enough. She doesn't have to sit in the booth. No, I'm just kidding. Everybody's been great. Everybody's been fantastic here over the last couple of weeks. But I'm anxious to hopefully get back in the booth. But more importantly, congratulations to, again, you and Neil have been doing a tremendous job. This is a team that we felt like going into the season was going to be a team that would get to the postseason, probably as the American League East champs for the third year in a row. But, I mean, again, 60-plus players going on the IL, using 60 different players throughout the season. How do you do this? How do you do this with a limited payroll? This team continues to amaze me doing what they do. And we're in the toughest division in baseball that was shown by the Baltimore Orioles. That, you know, again, I know you guys have talked about it a lot here over the last few days, and you and I did before that. Kudos to the Baltimore Orioles. They made it to right to almost October 1st before somebody said, you know what, your season is over. We thought their season would be over like on May 1st. God, you know, congratulations to them. They did a tremendous job. So, glad where we're at. I like our chances. I mean, Tyler Glasnow coming. Juan DeFranco swinging the bat the way he's doing. Hopefully, Randy just went through a little bit of a stretch where he's been quiet. And then we'll see if Manuel Margot and Harold Ramirez and a couple other guys can get a little toasty. What's my favorite?
All right, Dave. Well,
this time of year, Andy, your best players have to be your best players, and hopefully they're ready to be that.
You bet. And downstairs now, Neil has raised president of baseball operations, Eric Neander. Let's go back down to Neil.
All right, Eric. First of all, congratulations.
Are we live?
We are live. Congrats.
Thank you, Neil. Congrats to you and to our fans, and bigger goals ahead, but something that we never take for granted and hope our fans don't, to have the opportunity to play postseason baseball.
You know, I thought Peter said it well, too, that hopefully this is a moment of distraction for all our fans back home, especially after the week that this has been.
Yeah, without question. It's you hope it's just some small hint of joy for those in this state and beyond, certainly, that have experienced with these storms. It's tough. It's, you know, we've had staff affected, families, communities, and yeah, this, look, we saw it in 2020, you know, and some of the joy that run brought a lot of people that when we were going through the pandemic, and hopefully this can provide some small benefit to those people as well, given all it's enduring now, and certainly our thoughts with our entire group here with all those that have been impacted by this storm.
What has made this group special? We touched on it, 60 players this year, you got a 61st on the roster, all the injuries, and it really covered every part of the roster.
Yeah, one of these years we got to figure out how to lower that number, but it's just a part of doing business and staying competitive, and really thankful for, you know, all 60 plus and what they've given us this year and just over their development to put themselves in this position. But you just keep going. You know, there were times during this year, certainly in July, and I don't know, I've kind of lost track of which months are which, but it's been tough, and we're getting stronger here at the end. We're getting a little healthier, and I think it's fair to say, and we certainly believe it here, that the talent of our club right now and moving forward is north of our record. That doesn't guarantee anything, but we got a shot to play in the postseason and prove that.
It was Josh Naylor at Cleveland, I think, this week, who said those teams that are not expected to do something or people are underestimating are the most dangerous ones. Are you guys a dangerous team in the postseason because of all you've had to deal with, and you may be the sixth seed?
It's been a long year. There's been a lot of adversity and challenges we faced. I mean, I think probably the more games you win over the regular season, the better your chances on average of going deep in the postseason. But, you know, every year is different. You don't have to look back too far to have confirmation that a team with 80-some wins can win a World Series. So, it is what it is. You go through these experiences and you learn from them, you grow from them, you strengthen, and we'll see where it takes us. Certainly, coming in the way we have, and it's different than last year, you know, where the expectations are different. What does it matter when you get out there and you start playing? I don't know, but this is a group that's made pretty well, and happy to be a part of seeing them go out there and compete.
Congratulations. Go there, enjoy the rest of the night, and I know you got a lot of work to do before we get started in the games that really count.
Yeah, thank you. And again, thinking for all the people that have been disrupted by this storm. It's a lot, and we'll do our best to help.
The top of baseball operations, it's Eric Neander. Eric joining us, and now back up to Andy and Dave on the phone.
Thank you very much, Neil, and there is nothing like baseball because it is a daily game to provide distraction. And look, in the life and death that we've seen going on this week with the hurricane, where does sports fit in? Well, maybe for everyone a little bit differently. In the grand scheme, is it as important as some of the things that we've seen happen this week? Probably not, but we are here to provide a distraction. And if people wanted good news this week, and no doubt they needed good news this week, they've got some tonight. This is the Rays postgame celebration after they clinched the postseason berth here in Houston against the Houston Astros, a 7-3 win in a game that saw the Rays come from behind against the Houston Astros. That was as exciting as anything else, as they were down 2-1 and then scored 6 runs and ended up winning 7-3. Let's go back downstairs to Neil, who's with David Peralta.
All right, when David was traded to this group, he said he wanted to go back to the postseason. You got your wish.
Oh, that's what I've always been looking for. You know, I think the last time that I was celebrating that way was like 2017. So this is a special day, special moment for me. But this is just the beginning of what we're going to do. We're going to do something special. We're going to do a lot of good stuff. And this is just the beginning.
What made this night special for you? What did you enjoy most about this?
Everything, man, everything. Like just being here. All the guys, all the teammates and everything, and that's what we work for in the offseason. We work and we dream to be in the postseason, to be in the World Series, and that's always my dream.
And when you got here, you obviously liked this group from afar. What has been special about it now that you've gotten to know guys and spend time with them every day?
The way we treat each other. We're a big family, and that's what it's all about. We treat each other like, for me, it was really hard, the transition to come, like, from the team that I was spending my whole career to get here, by the way the guys that treat me and welcome me in this team, that was really special. So we have a great group of guys. They're all young, and it's a special. So that's what I like about them, and all the coaching staff, they've been great, too.
Well, the shirts say October Rise. Let's see the Rays continue to rise. Thanks very much for a few minutes. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what we're going to do.
All right. That's David Peralta again. He's been a big part in terms of veteran presence with this group the last several weeks since coming over from Arizona. And that'll wrap up our interviews in the clubhouse, Andy. We're going to send it back to you, and I'll come up for the postgame.
That sounds good. Neil, thank you very much. And Neil will be back up here in just a moment. And Dave, why don't we get your final thoughts as well? As it has been a week to remember in this Tampa Bay area, whether you live north of St. Pete or south of St. Pete and Bradenton, Sarasota on down. What a wave of emotion for those of us like you and me that have lived down here now for 18 baseball seasons. It's been an emotional week, to be sure, but boy, baseball can provide a distraction sometimes just when you need it.
The beauty of the game is that we can be a respite for maybe 3 or 4 or 5 hours, whatever the case may be. And I know it, the last time we went through something like this was 17 when Irma came through town. And, I know that Stu Sternberg and company, the owner of the Rays, flew the families out of town. But at that particular time, we just had a brand new dog in Bella, and my wife and daughter didn't feel like leaving Bella behind, so they stayed behind. And I was watching the tracks of Irma, and thankfully it kind of just skirted Tampa Bay and did what it did. But this year it was different. Watching how Ian came through, and obviously to see what it did down there and Port Charlotte, and what it did to our ballpark down there, and also especially the people down at Fort Myers and the like. It's just incredible. And I know that even maybe the 3 or 4 hours of baseball don't help, but our thoughts are with them, and hopefully everything can be, property can be replaced and repaired. People can't. So our thoughts and prayers are with them. But looking at what happened here with the Rays here over the last few days and here over the last day, yesterday watching the Cleveland Indians come back and beat us at the end, that was, this offense has to kick in a couple notches. We know that. We've talked about that here when I went to the game on Sunday. We've been talking about here. The pitching's going to take care of itself. The defense hopefully can be a little tighter at times, but the offense is going to be what's going to make or break this team into the postseason. And, you usually don't ride offenses during the postseason, Andy, and you and I know that. But we're looking at a team that, again, 4 straight years. You and I came here in 05, and there were times where we in 05, 06, 07, where we were halfway through spring training, we were already eliminated from the playoffs. So this is the run that we've been on here over the last several years. This is one of the primary teams in Major League Baseball. When people look at a team that's going to make it to the postseason, the Tampa Bay Rays are there, and that's a credit to Stu Sternberg, Eric Neander, Peter Bendix, and the dozens and if not hundreds of people that work on things in baseball operations, and then Kevin Cash and his coaching staff. There's the buy-in, as we always talk about, and you and I are fortunate. We get paid to go watch baseball and talk about baseball on a daily basis. Neil Solon's the same thing. And, if there's a couple of people that are waiting to talk to us right now on the post, on the phone, let's do it until Neil gets back upstairs. But congratulations to the Tampa Bay Rays. This is a hard thing to do in a salary cap, non-salary cap situation. And we get back to the postseason. And like I told you, when we went there in 08, it doesn't happen all the time. And it's 4 years in a row for this team. It's just absolutely incredible.
Dave, it is great to have you with us. We know you've been with us in spirit, and of course you are your family. You're the huge thing of what we do. Thank you so much for joining us. Neil has just come back upstairs, and those phone lines that you were talking about, 888-546-4620, are going to be open for Neil's postgame show. Dave, stay well, be well. We will be in touch very, very soon.
So you don't need me to stick around? I'm done?
Do you want to stick around with Neil on the postgame show?
I'll talk. I don't care. I mean, if Neil wants.
All right. Well, tell you what. I'm going to go down. I'm going to go downstairs, and Dave is going to stick around with Neil. So I like to hear that, and I'm glad. I wasn't trying to kick you off. I swear.
I got nowhere to go. I got nowhere to go except upstairs in my bedroom. So, unless Neil wants to unless Neil wants to, you know, take care of it all by himself. You know?
No, it's okay. Neil says I could use some help with my job. So stick around, Dave. In the meantime, let me give the final totals for the victorious Rays: 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors, and 8 left. For the losing Astros: 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, they left 4. The winning pitchers: Drew Rasmussen, 11-7. The loss to Framber Valdez: 16-6. Time of the game: 2 hours, 54 minutes, in front of 37,349. As the Astros go to 102-55, and the Rays 86-71. And most importantly, they have clinched a spot in the postseason. Our next broadcast will be tomorrow, and Neil will be on the air at 6:30 with the pregame show. First pitch at 7:20. It'll be Shane McClanahan for the Rays against Christian Javier for the Astros. We look forward to having you in our listening audience tomorrow. There's no local TV tomorrow, so we hope you can join us here on the Rays Radio Network as the Rays look to bank another one against the Houston Astros. The producer of Tampa Bay Rays Baseball is Chris Miller, with some help from Chris Mueller. Many thanks to Becca Carney, our broadcast coordinator, Harris Eisenberg and Peter DeFee Jr., our broadcast assistants, David Oberg here in Toronto, and Derek DeBose back in our network studios. And now for Neil Solons and for Dave Wills, who are sticking around, I'm Andy Free, thanking you for listening once again to Final Score. The Rays clinch a spot in the postseason for the fourth consecutive year as they defeat the Astros by a final score of 7-3. Stay tuned. Neil and Dave have the postgame show coming up next on the Rays Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Rays Radio, presented by the original Louisiana brand hot sauce.
Now the 3-2 pitch, runner goes. There's a swing and a rocket. It's fair down the right field line and into the Rays bullpen.
Today's game was brought to you by Tropicana Pure Premium. Sip your sunshine. Kane's Furniture. Quality, selection, value. That's the confidence of Kane's.
Here's Rocco around second. He's on his way to third. The throw, not in time. RBI triple, Wander Franco.
Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's, locally owned and operated. Crown Automotive, the better way to buy for over 50 years.
The pitch to Bogart, just swung on a miss, strike three. Slider down and then fastball up, and an impressive first inning for Shane McClanahan.
Don't go anywhere. We head inside the clubhouse for reaction to today's game. Plus, it's time for your voice to be heard as we take your phone calls, emails, and tweets. The Rays postgame show starts right now. Here's your host, Neil Solons.
Well, step one accomplished. Plenty of steps to go, though. Neil Solons joined by Dave Wills from Tampa Bay on the postgame show. As you like to say, somebody's got to help me do my job, Dave. So this has been a good night. A good night indeed. Have a little fun as the Rays win 7-3 over the Astros here in Houston.
It's been a great night. And, again, thank you for filling in, and more than filling in. But, no, it's, you know, obviously, Neil, I mean, all right, we get together and our hearts go out to the people in Port Charlotte and Punta Gorda who just went through a devastating storm here over the last couple of days. But, you know, you go back there in February and March, and, all right, we're sitting back there and we're getting ready to start the season. We go, all right, this was a very disappointing loss the year before. We lost to the Red Sox, a team that we won game one, and everybody's like, oh, you know, all right, the Rays are the best team in baseball, and lose the next three games and you're out. And we go into this season, we think, all right, we got Shane McClanahan, we got this going on, we got that going on, we got Wander Franco, the up-and-coming best player in baseball, and we're thinking, all right, we're going to have this, we're right back in the postseason right away. That obviously wasn't the case. We dealt with a lot of injuries, and as we always do, it seems, I mean, you know, as you were doing the math as you were downstairs, 60 players plus a 61st, if it comes to it. How do you get to the postseason in the American League East doing all that stuff? You know, I scratch my head every single time when I try to think about that.
Well, and I think that's our key really tonight from our friends at Crown Automotive, the better way to buy for over 50 years, an official car and truck dealer of the Rays since the beginning. Rays win with a team effort, and tonight was a team effort. You had the hit big double from Jose Siri. You had the great night from Yandy. You had Drew Rasmussen, who threw 7 innings. You had the home run from Taylor Walls. I mean, it really was a group effort. And Dave, what I'm going to do, just because I just finally got bus times here, we're going to take a break, And we're going to come back and hopefully get some phone calls, too, at 888-546-4620. On the Spectrum fan line with you, Spectrum has built the network you need for whatever future you want. TV, internet, voice, and mobile. Go to Spectrum.com today to learn more. So fill up the phone line so you can chat with Dave and me after a 7-3 win and another playoff berth on the Rays Baseball Network.
Pitch to Diaz, lifted in the air into straightaway center field, with McCormick heading back to the warning track. It's over his head and bounces off the wall. Series scores. Here comes Walls. There will be no throw. It's a two-run double, and the Rays take a 6-2 lead. What a return for Yandy Diaz.
What a return it was for Yandy Diaz. Rays win, so another $1,000 donation by Duke Energy to the Share the Light Fund, helping our neighbors in need. Learn more at duke-energy.com/BrightonLives. Let's pause for station identification on the Rays Baseball Network.
WDAE St. Petersburg, W237CW Pinellas Park, WBTP HD3 Clearwater, W224BE Brandon, and iHeart Radio Station.
David Obert, our engineer here in the booth. Neil Solon's joined by David Wills in Lutz and of course, Derek Dubose back in our network studios. Dave, what do you think? We go to the Spectrum fan line?
Go ahead. I'm ready.
All right. Todd in Tampa, you'll kick us off tonight. Todd, how are you?
I'm doing great. Neil, Dave, great to hear your voice also. And we miss you in the booth, but I'm glad you're there with us tonight. And just want to say God bless you, and of course our hearts go out to everybody that get pray that everybody's safe and sound, we can rebuild, but we just need you here. And just want to say what a job by the team, just a great team, a great franchise, you know, talent. I felt like, I want to say this, I said you were the best team. You should have beat the Dodgers. I said you should have beat the Phillies, but I'm telling you, you have to win the World Series, okay? You have to win the World Series because that's how good you are, okay? That's how good you are. And if Cash gives you the ball, all you pitchers have to do is throw strikes and keep the ball in the ballpark because that's how great our defense is. And fellas, at the plate, just keep the line moving. Just keep the line moving. And when you take a bag, make sure you hit that next bag and you're safe there, okay? And you're locked in and you check the outfield because it's time for us to get a ring because you guys are the greatest, youngest players in the world. And I want to celebrate this victory. I want to congratulate Mr. Sternberg for putting up a product on the field that's competitive with the New York Yankees, and we will be facing, that was my prediction, in the ALCS, and we'll take the Dodgers or the Mets in the World Series. God bless you guys, the greatest team, the greatest announcers, and the greatest fans. Peace.
All right, that's Todd in Tampa. Hard to follow that, huh, Dave? Do we still have Dave?
I'm still here, I think. Yep.
It's hard to follow that, isn't it?
No, I'm used to listening to him as I'm driving home, which is also, you know, heart pumping and everything else is great. But, no, you know, again, I think I just saw something. Let me see when you pull it back up on my iPad here, where Tampa Bay Pro Sports teams, Timothy Burke just put this at Bubba Prague, that's the Lightning, Rays, and Bucks and Rowdies have gone 11 consecutive seasons making the playoffs. Neil, I know you grew up in New Jersey. Like I said, I grew up on the south side of Chicago. I never went through any kind of a stretch like that as a kid.
Nope.
As a kid, as an adult, as anything. And, you know, to for the Rays to be able to do what they've done here over the last several years, I mean, I know, you know, I joined the team in 05. I think you were with the Durham Bulls right before that or right around that time.
Mm-hmm. 04, yep.
If anybody would have said to both you and I at that time that from 04, 05 till 2022, you guys are going to go to the playoffs many, many times. I think we'd all laugh at everybody. But it's kudos to this group, the front office, but kudos to the players. It's been an incredible run here. And, you know, Yandy, you know, the last week without Yandy, this lineup, it's a big difference. I mean, he's a guy that is not afraid of uber speed, pitches breaking ball. He puts together great at-bats, and I think he sets the tone for the rest of the lineup. And it was when he got back in there today and did what he did right away out of the gate, I really, really felt good about how the Rays were going to be able to get through this game tonight. And hopefully that's the way it's going to go here for the rest of the for the postseason, because he set the tone, as we all know, the way he did in the game against Oakland. And hopefully he does that going forward We got to make sure he's healthy.
No question. Nothing scares him. Nothing scares him, and I think he showed that in Oakland, too. Hey, one-of-a-kind winnings are here with the new Florida 300 times of cash scratch-off, featuring a top prize of $15 million and 28 prizes of $1 million or more. We can answer your tweets at Neil Solons at Rays Radio, but we'd love to hear from you on the Spectrum fan line at 888-546-4620, as Todd in Tampa did. We'll pause. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more after this on the Rays Baseball Network.
Here's the one strike pitch to Franco. Swing and a ground ball, base hit left field. Past the diving Bregman, a Rosarena scores, and the Rays have a 3-2 lead.
That was a big part of the story tonight. The Rays had an answer, and that's important against the Houston Astros, as Dave joins me right now from Lutz, and 888-546-4620, our number. Dave, we got another caller. Let's go to Steve in Clearwater. Steve, you're on the Rays postgame show. Thanks for calling in.
Sure. You know, I'm always saying hi, Neil. For once, it's really cool to say hi, Dave.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Well, I'm great. It's so wonderful to hear your voice, and it's very fitting that you're part of the playoff celebration. But, you know, hurry back before it becomes a Wally Pipp situation, because Neil is killing it here.
I'm getting Wally Pipp. There's no question about it. Yep.
All right. Well, it was, I thought, a nice win to do it in Houston. And we might see them later, but even still, a tough place to win, and nice to do it in that fashion. And I thought it was very fitting that a couple of contributors to the win were like players like Javi Guerra and Jose Siri, who comes over in a trade, Harold Ramirez, who was kind of an afterthought at the beginning of the year. So it just speaks to the Rays' depth, the front office finding guys, the coaches fitting them in. Great job by Coach Cash. And just, you know, not taking for granted that that it's, quote-unquote, easy to make the playoffs. It's very difficult, especially on a low budget. So kudos to all involved, from the coaches to the front office to the players. And great job by you guys, too. So it's just great to be listening and part of it all.
Well, thanks for calling in.
As Neil always says, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your thoughts. And, first of all, I know that Neil is – it's the players. There's no doubt about it. You can talk about the X's and the O's, but it is the Joes that get the job done, whether or not you're going to win or lose games. But this really has been a trial of a lot of things. I mean, we went into the season, Neil, as we know that we thought this team was going to – we watched the team during spring training, and we sit there and say, wow, our second team coming through – is going to be just as good against a lot of teams, first teams. And the next thing you know, we make a couple trades and we move guys around, Austin Meadows, Josh Lowe. And, you know, the thing about the Rays is that everybody thinks everything's, works always tremendously. And obviously some things didn't quite work out as well as we had hoped. But, the thing was our pitching staff still worked together. I mean, Neil, jump in if I'm starting to hog here, but our pitching staff really, really held things together for the most part. I thought our defense still has room for improvement. This is a team that usually is in the top, not only half of Major League Baseball, but in the top quarter of Seven. Major League Baseball defensively, and we had a lot of room for improvement, but that had to do with a lot of the injuries. I mean, I can't believe that, this team went through the amount of injuries up the spine, like Neil always brings up during the postgame show. Our catcher, our second baseman that we thought we'd have every day, our shortstop that we thought we'd have a lot, and our center fielder, they were there. What did we figure out, Neil? 12 games. And this team is still going to the postseason. So it's a testament to the depth of the organization, the way that this organization can make an adjustment on the fly. And it's amazing because there's a lot of teams that are sitting on the sideline right now that have a lot more talent but didn't get to the postseason.
Or spent a lot more money, like the White Sox, the Twins,
True.
The Angels,
exactly. I mean,
and I can go on.
You read my mind. Those are the teams, absolutely.
Yep. All right, we'll take another break. We'll come back. I got a question on the Twitterverse that I think is good to get into. Rays win at 7-3. We're back in a moment on the Rays Baseball Network.
Pitch to Vasquez. Swinging a ball lifted in the air toward right. Over and back and under it, Margot. He makes the catch, and that is seven impressive innings tonight for Drew Rasmussen. The Rays are six outs away from their fourth straight playoff spot as they lead 6-2 here in Houston. Drew Rasmussen, a big part of the Rays' win tonight and a really big part of this season, as Dave Wills joins me, 888-546-4620 on our number on the Spectrum fan line. And Tommy Leverone, who I know you love to quote his tweets on during the game broadcast, so I figured I have to bring it up. He said, lots to play for with all the injuries. How do you see the starting rotation shaking out for the postseason? For me, it's a little early because we don't know who they're playing. I just think the Rays have good choices if you're looking at the way Springs and Rasmussen are still pitching well, and you just got Tyler Glasnow back.
Wow, yeah, I agree. And that's what I was just kind of saying to some people today. Was like, all right, well, you start with Shane McClanahan, then you go to Drew, and then, all right, what do you do? Why would you even think you need help with what Jeffrey Springs has done here? He's been awesome. So, but now you have Tyler Glasnow joining. So I don't know if it's an embarrassment of riches with those guys coming in, but shortened games. I mean, our bullpen has been tremendous here lately too, with Adam and Fairbanks doing what he's been doing, and and the like. So I don't know, Neil. I mean, I think there's the big thing. My biggest worry is about the staff, and I said this last Sunday when I was finally back in the booth. My biggest worry is, can we score enough runs to be able to help this staff that I think is going to do their job in limiting other teams' offenses?
I think a hot Yandy and Wander, or having Yandy, first of all, and having Wander playing the way he's playing right now, to me, those are two of the big things, because I think everything filters from there. If you have Yandy and Wander at the top getting on base, I think it helps everybody relax all the way through.
And I think Harold's starting to get back to where he was, because I think we were seeing those big swings at the beginning of the at-bats, and big swings at the end. I think we're starting to see him get back to where, all right, big swings at the beginning, let's put the ball in play at the end.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I'm all for that, too. I think I've seen a lot of that as well. 888-546-4620, our number. What we'll do is we'll take our final break. We'll come back. We will perhaps take a call or two, and then we can wrap it up as the Rays win 7-3 to clinch their fourth straight playoff spot. We're back in a moment on the Rays Baseball Network.
But about where they wanted to go at the beginning. The 1-2 pitch, he pumped him up. Into left field, it is playable. A Rosarena to his left. And for the fourth consecutive year, the Rays will return to the postseason. They have defeated the Astros by the final score of 7-3. And the Rays beat Houston, and they're off to baseball's postseason as they've done every year since 2019. The remarkable Rays continue to figure out how to get this thing done year after year, regardless of the hurdles they have to leap, and they find themselves once again in the tournament with a chance still to win their first ever World Series.
Really well said by Andy Fried. And as we look ahead to tomorrow, Shane McClanahan. I think tomorrow, Dave, is kind of an important start for Shane just because it's his last of the regular season. He had a couple tough ones against Houston and Toronto. I think he really wants to, kind of go in. I think from a mentality standpoint, it would help him to go into the postseason on a high note.
Oh, it definitely would. And, obviously we've talked about this before, count control and being able to utilize all four of his pitches that are out pitches. So, I'm hoping that he can do that tomorrow. And even if he doesn't, he's earned the benefit of the doubt, but I agree. I mean, I'm sure it would be, we know how Shane is. Let's go out there, get what you need to get done, and then it'll be interesting to see how Kevin Cash and company deal with this. Do we want to try and still fire away to the top of the wild card spot, or is it just, all right, we're in, and now let's start setting ourselves up to, now that we're in it, let's just get in. We're in it. Now let's win it.
Well, one thing to note, Toronto maintained its two-game lead over the Rays, and they did that tonight with, what, an 8-0 victory over Boston. So, you know, a two-game lead with five games to go is awful difficult to overcome.
Like you said, you've said this many times, Neil, we don't chase leads during a game. I don't anticipate us chasing leads or deficits while we're, you know, three or four games back either.
No. And look, you could, you know, end up, by the way, Seattle walked off on Oakland 2-1, so they maintain a half game lead over the Rays for the number two wild card spot. So more than likely, you're in a position where if you pass Seattle, you get Toronto on the road, or if not, you end up with Cleveland on the road. Either way, it's going to be a tough series. Agreed?
Oh, it is. I mean, it's not going to be a walk in the park. And like even, you know, going back to last year, everybody's like, oh, you know, remember winning game one against the Red Sox, and the Red Sox, we were like, you guys are the best. You guys are the team that's going to win it. And then obviously we saw what happened. You just got to get in it to win it. You need to have a couple breaks go your way. So let's make sure that it's time to kind of just settle in, get some guys going again. It was great to see Randy do what he did. Great to see Yandy. I mean, just listening to you guys and say, here's Yandy Diaz getting ready to lead the game off at the plate. That was huge. So let's get that going in the right direction, and we'll get a couple more W's and get a little momentum going in the next week.
Well, I know how much you like to party, Dave. It was great to have you as part of the party tonight, and let's hope there's a few more parties and you're right in the middle of it right here in your normal chair.
Thank you, Neil. And it was kind of fun, and it was a little subdued, but I'm ready to kick it up a notch over the next couple weeks. Thanks for having
all for that.
Appreciate it.
You got it, Dave. Great to have you with us. It's Dave Wills. Thanks to Derek Dubose back in our network studios. Thanks to Dave Obert, and of course, thanks to Andy Freed, as well as our crew, Chris Miller, Becca Carney, Harris Eisenberg, and Peter Defeat Jr. Rays win at 7-3. We'll be on the air tomorrow. Your time at 6:30, airtime 7:10. It'll be Shane McClanahan and Christian Javier. Until then, Neil Solons with the Rays. One final score, one final time. 7-3, they win it. They're in the playoffs for a fourth straight year. We'll see you tomorrow on the Rays Baseball Network.
Thank you for listening to today's presentation of Rays Radio.
We're going to pop fly shallow center. Out goes Lau. In comes Margot. And the Rays have swept the Red Sox. Have taken all three over the weekend against Boston, and now it's the Rays atop the American League East.
Stay connected with us on Twitter @RaysRadio and @RaysBaseball.com/radio.